rescue foster rehome. So yeah, it's I do have a number of cats, but these cats are not permanent cats. You know, they are temporary, my home, or under my foster care. Sometimes they're with my fosterers. So then we get them rehabilitated, we call that, you know, get them fit and socialized, and then they're ready for adoption. So these cats, they come and go.
So you mean that you acclimatize the cats? No?
In a way, socialize, we call them, socialize them to, you know, the home environment, to humans, you know, so that they are ready for new homes, for adoption, yeah.
And welcome to the podcast, Wati.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I didn't realize you're on.
Yeah, we're on.
Yay.
Oh, yep.
Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
It's a pleasure having you as the cat whisperer today.
I don't know. I'm more like shouting half the time.
So you scream at your cats?
No, I scream at people about their cats.
Uh-huh.
So what do you do, man? You're this person who's like super viral in Facebook. I see a Mothership and I see Berita Harian and things like that. So who are you actually, and why do you do this?
Why are you here, Wati?
Are you adopting us or what?
No, yeah. Let me see. Why do I do this with the cats? Animal welfare is really something that I really feel very strongly for. Since I was a kid, you know, and growing up, I've always tried to involve myself in animal welfare, helping animals and all that. And so I guess with rescue work particularly, right? I kind of stumbled into it in a way where I think I was about 14, 15, you know, and I was going home, right? And I saw this very sad looking black cat. Oh my God, he was the saddest thing, at a coffee shop. And of course I stopped and I was like, oh my God, what's with this guy? He was hardly moving. He was, his skin, he had like no fur and all crusted over, you know. At this point of time, now that I know about a bit more about cats, it's probably like very, very bad fungus and stuff. So then I felt I was practically crying, you know, I went closer to the cat and to pet it. And then the people around, you know, the hawker guys and all that, you know, the uncles and aunties say, oh no, don't touch the cat, very dirty and it's sick, it's going to die and things like that. So I felt like, okay, but there's this animal that's been here and it's dying, and why isn't anybody doing anything about it, right? Not that I could do anything about it. I was like 14, 15. And then I said to the uncle, I said, can you give me a plastic bag? And he said, okay. So he gave me one of those big plastic bags. And I put this black cat in there. Not in a cruel manner, but I wanted to carry him, but I didn't have a shawl. I didn't have any cloth. So I put him in a plastic bag and I carried him, but you know, with the plastic bag protecting us. And I kind of brought it home under my block, and I just sat there and I was like, okay, I don't know what to do, right? You know, I've got no resources, nothing. So I said, okay, I'm going to call the SPCA.
How about your parents then? Did you tell them? And yeah, how's their reaction? Like, yeah. Are they used to animals or things?
Yeah,
like that?
They're used to animals. You know, but we never had.
Prior to this, you don't own any pets. You don't have any pets at home.
We never had pets at home, you know. I guess because we were not well to do and all that. That's all fine. So my parents have always taught me to respect and love animals. So they were cool about this, having this cat. Of course, they didn't want that black cat. But they were okay with me helping it. And we said, okay, we have to do something. So I called SPCA, and then SPCA said, okay, we'll come down. But I think they definitely could hear from my voice that I was in tears. And they said, like, they wanted to prepare me. They said, you know, when we take the cat, it is very likely that, you know, we will have to put it down and all that, you know. And I said, it's okay. And I've always been a very pragmatic person, even when I was growing up. So I met them downstairs, and then they took the cat, and I felt like, okay. Was I sad for the cat? Yes, but I was also happy that it got finally it got what it needed, the help that it needed. Whether it could, whether they had to compassionately euthanize it, but it, to me, somehow that's better than it languishing at the coffee shop.
But did you follow up with SPCA as to what happened to that
cat
after
that? No, I didn't. No, because I was a kid. I didn't know what was the process and all that.
What do you think happened to the cat now that you are quite experienced when it comes to cats?
Oh, now?
What do you think would have happened to that cat?
They would have you put it down. Yeah. Now that I know what I know now, yeah, they would have euthanized it. And I'm completely okay with that because that's what I do as well now that I'm a rescuer.
But is it true that black cats are the least favorite among cat lovers?
Yes. Yeah. Black cats, the least adoptable ones.
Something like me, Ashraf.
I don't think a cat would represent you that well.
Okay, but, but you know, I must disagree. Cats are cute, you know. Okay.
Well.
And they don't talk back, okay. Yeah, cats, the black cats are the least adoptable. So it's a sad thing that, you know, in this day and age, we still have people who are superstitious.
Is it racism or is it superstition?
Superstition. Superstition, I guess. You know, it's like bad luck or like a ghost. Or, I don't know.
Maybe we should start a movement. Black cat lives matter. You know?
Black
hashtag.
Black cat lives.
Yeah.
You want me? That's a poster boy.
Yeah. So So every time we have to rescue a black cat, sometimes it does come across my mind like okay, this might be a challenge. You know, and like you might have somebody, my rescue friends, hey, you know, Wachi, there's somebody who wants a black cat. I was like, oh, wow, really? So it's like, we're like, oh, wow. It's like more of a surprise, you know, sometimes. Because if we know we have Ginger, if we have Ginger fosters, we go like, ah, yeah, this fella will be snapped up like tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know.
You mean like there are favorites among cats and you actually have like this top five easily that you know someone will pick it up?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So if we have, sometimes we see on Facebook, right? We go like, hey, you know, somebody found a bunch of Ginger kittens, you know, so how? And we just go, ah, yeah, that's okay lah, you can take because they can be rehomed very easily. It's just one of those things. We don't choose it, but the adopters choose it, you know? So this is the knowledge that we know is from a pattern that we see. Gingers, highly adoptable, calicos, white cats, Siamese. Not, of course, then you have the Siameses and all that. Yeah, so those are like the adoptable ones.
I thought Siamese looked pretty local. That's why I was like asking about it just now.
What do you mean?
Siamese? I don't want to get like a foreign looking cat. You can't get a cat.
You say against all these FTs lah.
What do you mean
like
a foreign
xenophobic
looking?
What's wrong with foreign cats, man?
What is
xenophobic?
No, but the thing is, if you're having the local element here, right? So you get something which is like from this region.
Then you should get a Singapura cat.
Oh yeah, that's quite true, huh?
Since you want to be local, you see.
Singapura cat is a breed on its own and not easy to get. The ones downstairs under your block kind is not a Singapura cat.
So this Singapura cat is hard to get local.
Play hard to get. I don't know if I've ever seen a Singapura cat. It's actually a breed on its own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It is. I don't know. I don't want to. I don't want to spread false information because I'm not very knowledgeable about this as well. But it is a breed on its own. Yeah, so the cats downstairs that you see under the block,
they're not
Singapura. Those are what we call domestic short hair.
Oh, I thought those are the Singapura ones.
No, they just happen to be in Singapore.
Just like the FTs you mentioned.
Right? Yeah, yeah. So
now we got it clear.
Yeah, they are called DSH, domestic short hair. The under the block kind, like that, you know? So yes, and then we have the domestic medium hair, and then we have the domestic long hair.
I didn't know about this. I thought domestic's only one.
You look like a domestic long hair, right? You got your hair all bun up and all that.
Are you domestic? Are you domesticated? Are you domestic and domesticated? Okay.
I'm local.
Yeah. Anyway, those are the terms, like, you know, stuff like that.
But have you come across people like this? Okay. Okay, Wati, I want this and I want that and I want this particular, you know, that kind of, is the cat this and that?
Or choosy, that choosy adopters.
We are choosy adopters, yeah, we do have those. I mean, of course, we respect that people want certain things, preferences. And I'm not going to criticize that because I do have certain things, preferences as well, you know. But no, I do have people who say, oh, do you have a white cat? Age 3 months below, preferably a female. Yeah, we have those. And that's all fine up to a certain point, you know. Sometimes when I, what really riles me up is when the things they want are just nonsensical.
Define nonsense.
Like, do you have a cat that, you know, that won't scratch the furniture? And I just go, why don't you get a fish?
That's a good one.
You know, it's like, will he scratch the furniture? And then just go like, I hope so, because he's a cat.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and we say, look, it's a cat. You know, you can try to train it, but...
Oh, you can.
You can try. The word is try. You can try to train it, but cats are notoriously independent, you know. They can really give you the FU look, like, whatever, man. Yeah. You know, I'm scratching your sofa right in front of your face. Yeah, so the thing about all that is when you have a cat, you gotta be chilled, you know. You gotta know, like, okay, this isn't an animal that has its own attitude or catitude, right? You can try to train it, but if it wants to scratch your sofa, then, well, okay, then too bad, huh? Bye-bye sofa. So, yeah, we do have adopters who want stuff like that. And those things don't really fly with me for too long. I'll just get a fish, man. Stuff like that.
You have a cat, Ashraf. How's your cat?
She's doing fine, Talib. Growing very gracefully.
How many years have you had this cat?
Coming to 2 years. One and a half years, yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, I think it's time for me to...
get her sterilized.
Yeah. Because when she's wailing, I can't take it.
Mm. Yeah, when she wails, we call that the cat goes in heat, right? And unfortunately, every time it goes in heat, it has a higher chance of cancer.
But is this been proven?
Yes, it is science. It is science.
S-I-G-N-S or S-C-I-E-N-C-E?
Scientific evidence.
Okay, we get
ample right. Scientific evidence to show. Right, and the cat can get pyometra, hydrometra, and cystic ovaries, and all this is because of non-sterilization.
But isn't it like cruel to do that?
No, not at all. I mean, let's put it this way: if you know that you have a propensity for certain cancers, what would you do? Because the cancer is from this particular part of your body, would you want to remove it?
True.
Yeah. So you know that this cat has this, right? So you let you're allowing the cancer to spread and for infection. So no, you love your cat. You want to remove that. You would do it for yourself. So yeah. Like that. And the wailing and all that. Oh, please. You know. So that's the behavior is ridiculous.
Yeah. And he gets very... not affectionate. Like, just rubs here and there and everywhere.
Horny.
Yeah.
Horn what?
Horny.
Oh, horny. Okay.
Yeah. Because he wants a mate.
Yeah. Have you mated your cat, Ashraf?
Oh, and we have people who are actually pimping their cats.
Oh, really? Because,
oh, yeah, okay. My God, it's ridiculous.
I didn't know there's cat pimpers.
Oh, my cat God, pimps. They're pimps? My God, yeah. And we call them pimps on social media. We're just going to stop pimping your cat.
You How know? Do they go about?
Oh, we go like, oh, my female cat is horny. She's looking for a boyfriend. Any male out there?
Oh, shit, this is like Craigslist, man.
And yeah. Then once the cat gave birth, they will sell off the kitten.
They will sell the cat. Or what? Oh, no, let's split. Like, for example, my female cat is horny. Why don't you bring over your male cat and let them bing, bang, boom for a weekend? Mm. And then when my girl is pregnant, after she gives birth, we divide the kittens. You can take two and I take three. Like that. Like this, as if these kittens are, you know, like rubbish. Like that. Like what? Like cookies. Yeah.
I don't know if you can make money out of this.
Oh, you can.
Oh, a lot of people do, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, my cat is in heat, lah. If anybody is listening out there. So
how much? How much? How much does it cost to mate your cat, Ashraf?
PM me privately.
Oh, yes. PM. They have the all this PM, PM, PM. Oh. And if somebody puts a post going, oh, my female cat wants a boyfriend, anybody, any male out there, any stud out there, and then you have a whole long list of people going, PM, please, PM, PM, PM.
Oh. Yeah. And there's no law to stop this, right?
Unfortunately, no. There is no law against pimping. Yeah,
soliciting.
There's basically no law that that demands you to sterilize your cat. There's no compulsory sterilization, which is quite sad.
Do you think the government should come out with a law?
The government
to stop
is banning cats on HDB, right?
They have banned it forever.
Yeah, you can't own a cat.
Okay, what about
HDB?
Dogs?
Dogs, yes, you can. You can own any other pet except for cat.
Okay.
What about a snake? Let's call Usok Ula right now.
Okay, those are all exotics. Exotic animals, no. What I mean is, what we mean is domesticated pets, like rabbit.
Okay, wait, hold on. Why can you not keep a cat, but you can keep like literally anything else?
Good question. So the typical response is that cats shed fur. That's one of it. If you look at their website, you just go
dogs
and open
don't.
Up. Yeah, this is. I'm just telling you what they put on their website.
Okay.
Cats shed fur. Cats caterwaul, like the howling part. Cat roams indiscriminately and causing nuisance and disturbance to neighbors and all that. So all the reasons that they put up, it's, well, to me, they're just complete rubbish, right? Yeah. First of all, like dogs do that as well. Exactly. Not that I'm against dogs, no.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah,
no problem.
But it's just that, you know, those things don't make sense. They're not even true.
So basically, it's against the law to keep a cat at home.
In a HDB.
In a HDB.
Yeah, there's a HDB ban.
And he was just joking about me having a cat.
But you live in a castle, so it's fine.
Yeah, there's a ban. It's been since, I think, the inception of HDB, there's a ban on cats.
But it just closed one eye.
Yeah, right? But I've seen MPs holding cats at, you know, residents' home, you know.
Thank you for pointing out the irony. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. We've been trying to lobby for the, you know, to allow cats in there so that we can then impose regulations on cat ownership. If you allow cats just like you allow dogs, then you can impose regulations, right? But right now we cannot impose regulations on cats because they say cats are not even allowed, so how can you even impose regulations? But then again, almost every other person has a cat in an HDB, and HDB knows it. So you have a ban that you know doesn't work. People are in fact, like you said, MPs are flouting it in front of your face.
Yeah.
It makes absolutely no sense, right? Yeah, but they're quite adamant about keeping the ban. I don't know. It's so strange. And then we have these mounting cat problems that cannot be resolved well because of the cat ban.
I just want to add to that part where you need to sterilize your cat, or is it sunat or something like that?
Yeah.
Circumcise, is it?
Yep.
What is that called?
Sterilization.
Sterilization. How much does it cost to sterilize a cat? At least the listeners actually know, then they realize that they got to do this.
Yeah, okay. Actually, if you go to certain vets, for example, the one in Paya Lebar, there's one in Paya Lebar, it can be as little as $25.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's right for a male, and a female is like 50. You know, SPCA, you can do it as well. You know, as a pet owner, you can call them up, make an appointment. Yeah, there are no excuses not to sterilize, as in where cost is concerned, right? So, of course, those are as cheap as you can get. What I do as well is I arrange for owners to sterilize their own cats as well, you know. So I provide a non-profit service, you know, for owners to contact a particular team that I run. and then they make booking. Yeah, so the females is $90, the males is $50. Yeah, and it's done very fast, no fuss at all.
You don't
all.
Make a single cent from this.
Yeah, right? It's non-profit, yeah. The reason why is I just want people to sterilize their cats, you know, yeah.
See, the thing is with this kind of law, why have it when you don't enforce it? It's just like Section 377A, you see. I mean, I'm just giving an example. You know, it's a law, but they just turn a blind eye.
Oh, you don't want them. You wouldn't want them to enforce the cat law because people will be up in their arms, man. And a lot of people own cats.
What do you mean? Like, but you need laws. What do you mean?
I mean like, if they say, okay, we're gonna enforce this ban.
But the ban is enforced.
We're gonna go to your houses and we're gonna catch your cats.
Yeah.
Like the Nazis.
The gulag.
And bring them to concentration camps.
Chuck them to the cat gulag.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just ridiculous if they were to do that. Because first of all, a lot of people are going to be upset. And no, like, this is not practical because where are they going to put the cats? Right? Yeah.
The concentration camps.
Cat gulag.
So let's say you're an MP for a day and you have this opportunity to do what you do best about all this cat welfare. What law would you pass down?
Okay, laws. One, definitely.
I just need one law, not the Ten Commandments.
Oh my God! That's not possible. Can I have
thou
one?
Thou shall not kill.
No, can I have law and act and then subsections?
Yeah, I give you five commandments. Okay,
come on, that's fair. That's fair, right? Okay. Sure. HDB allows cats, and then
responsible owners.
And yes, and then it comes with laws for responsible ownership. Yeah, yes, yeah. I think that's it.
All right, that's fair enough.
Yeah, and that's what we've been trying to do.
But why do you think they turn a blind eye to this? I mean, you've been lobbying this. I mean, a lot of people, you know, organizations have been doing this.
Why? I have no idea what their intentions are, what their motivations are. Seriously, no one knows because
who's the minister for cats in Singapore?
HDB.
The minister. It's HDB, right?
You have to go to the Minister of National Development.
Oh, you know this, huh?
The Ministry of National Development. Yeah, because we report to them all the time, Ministry of National Development. They are in charge of HDB. Right? Mm. Yeah.
Just want to ask you about social media.
Yes.
I see that you're super vocal when it comes to social media, man.
I use Facebook mostly. Please don't ask me about IG because like I told you, I'm really bodo, stupid with IG. I'm like, where's the button?
You know what? You should get more into IG because you can post the pictures of cats. And people will be more...
Spread more awareness, I guess.
...inclined to that at the moment. FB is like for old people, man.
Boomer. Boomer, I am. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know a lot of people have told me that. I said, Wati, come on, move on with the times. You're like old machi with the Facebook. I said, yeah, okay. But you remember you contacted me on IG and my God, where is this button? Where is that? You know, so
you do have an IG.
I do, and I'm struggling with it half the time.
8 pictures.
I don't find it user friendly. Sorry.
What is so unuser friendly about IG? Man?
I don't know.
You can just literally snap pictures of cats which you want to have adopters come over and get them. And then you can have beautiful pictures of cats.
You know that the other time after I spoke to you on IG, right? I wanted to go back to your message. I didn't even know where the message thing is. And I had to like PM, I had to ask a bunch of my friends, where is this? Where do I get my DMs? And I go, you see that button with the, that looks like an arrow. It looks like a plane.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's
the lightning one.
Yeah, I don't know, it looks like a paper plane. Is that right? Okay.
Paper plane?
Yeah.
I've just discovered recently. That's to send messages. The paper plane thing. Yeah.
I've just discovered that they have stories on IG. I didn't even know. So what about stories?
It's okay. I never use that stories. Also, I'm old school.
Normally, women use that.
Oh, thank you for that.
Honestly.
Why only women?
Because they have a lot of things to update upon. Really, they talk. Then after this is what I notice. A lot of IG stories when it comes to women.
Is
unless you
right?
are some kind of a male influencer. Other than that, we just don't do that shit. Right? But actually, we should be doing it for the podcast. We should have some stories about the podcast, yeah.
We don't have enough manpower, Talib.
True, true, yeah. You need, I'm doing all this shit for you, you know. You don't brangan, no, it gets followers, honestly.
Is it?
Yeah, it gets followers and it gets traction.
Okay, okay, okay. I should go on IG then. I need to get followed.
Yeah.
Right, right. And I need to, I'm thinking about starting like a YouTube thingy also where I can go and video my you know, my cat stuff and then put it on YouTube like that.
Yeah, and so is IG. You can also do that in IG. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay lah, okay lah. All right, I will think about it.
Social media, Facebook.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yes, I'm on Facebook mostly. And
I heard you're quite notorious on it.
Notorious, I like that word, yeah.
Notorious Wati.
My friends say famously infamous or infamously famous, I don't know. Yeah, because I'm very vocal, I am very brutal, I'm brutally honest.
Yeah, angry most of the time.
Angry, if I see something that pisses me off, I will call a spade, you know, right. I do have, you know, like the on-off buttons, of course, you know, and I have like, I can turn it down a dial or two depending, you know, but sometimes, you know, sometimes I see they're really asking for it and half the time they are like,
but what topic pisses you off that much?
Oh my God, so many, my goodness. Like pimping my cat. Hello, that's one. And we just go like, goodness me, right? And then, of course, the selling of the kittens.
Well, I'm sure they'll piss you off quite a bit, man.
A lot.
That's like slavery.
Yeah, it's kitten. Yeah, it's kitten meal. So they, these lazy buggers, you know, they breed their cats and they sell the kittens, and then that's for money, for income. I mean, what kind of income is that? It's rubbish. It's kitten meal.
How much is this going about?
Oh, they can sell a few hundreds to thousands. A kitten can be sold like, oh, this is a
depends Maine on the breed.
Coon. Yeah, breed and all that. It's a Maine Coon. It's like, oh, it's 1,002. Munchkins can go up to 2,000. And we just go like,
how much a flat face?
It's Persians. No, it depends. It can go, can be 500 and then, you know, or a few thousands. Yeah.
Sorry, I have a question for you. You have to answer this honestly. La.
Yeah.
If me and Talib were to be cat breeds, what breeds will we be?
Cat breeds. Shit.
I thought you said if we are actually cat breeders, but then we
breed. Yeah. What kind of breeds are we?
Oh, I'm a black cat, right?
Not color, breed. Breed, Talib, breed.
I don't know. I don't look at breeds. I don't care about cat breeds, to be honest. I don't care about it in the sense that I have any affinity for any particular breed. You know, to me, it's like, okay, I don't even like long-haired cats. I would never own one because they're so leche. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. Breed, you guys? I don't know. Sphinxes?
Sphinx, that's a feral,
you know,
man.
The one with the no bulu one.
Oh, yeah.
No,
but
fur.
He can't. Slaves, he was born to serve.
No, but then again, you are full of facial hair. You're not a sphinx.
Yeah, you're not. Maybe a feral. So yeah, back to social media. Yeah.
So that the selling is ridiculous, and then the, oh my God, the other one is like, oh, asking for money. These bloody owners, they don't, you know, when you have a cat in a HDB or high rise, you're supposed to mesh up your windows and all that so that the cats don't fall. We call this cat proofing on a general term. So you can put grills on mesh or whatever, you know, but of course these fellas don't bother to do that, right? So the cat falls, right, and then breaks the legs or whatever, right?
Okay, wait. On the average, right, if a cat falls down from the 6th story, is the cat going to break a leg or is the cat going to die?
It depends on the weight of the cat, the age of the cat, it can die.
But obviously a cat lands on its feet.
Yeah.
So there's a myth.
No, there's not a myth. It is true. It is science. But, you know, it is very rare that a cat that falls from high and then it can land on its feet and then walk away like nothing happens. There will be repercussions.
Impact,
there will be repercussions.
But is it true that a cat has 9 lives?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. These people, they would...
My childhood is...
you gotta be light through your childhood.
So when the cat falls from their windows, you know, and then they would just go, oh, my cat fall from my window. And because, of course, we know that your window is unmeshed, which means you're irresponsible in the first place. And then they go like, you know, we need money for the vet.
What?
Yeah, they
ask... What are you, their mother or what?
They ask for money, for public money, to for their own cat to go to the vet.
But crowdfunding?
Yeah, they're begging. Yeah.
In other words, begging.
Yeah, and then we just go like, hello, this is your own pet. You should be paying for your own pet, you know. Have you heard of something called savings? No. And then they'll get, for me, I would trash these kind of people. I would slam. I would just go like, bloody sake.
No, you can say fuck off. You were about to say just now, right?
That's my question. What would you say to these people? In your actual words, lah. Let's say I'm the perpetrator here.
I would say, you miskin-faced bitch.
Oh, that's the thing. That's the thing. You see, because this is how we got to Wati in the first place.
Oh!
Yeah, really. Yeah. The thing is, I've got a friend, and he actually follows you on Facebook. And then he says, this lady, this girl, is super colourful with her language. And it's not like straight off, fuck off or something like that. She'll come up with terms.
You cannot say fuck in FB.
No, you can acronyms and things like that.
Yeah.
But miskin and all these things come out. And then after that, but I couldn't get to it because she was banned on Facebook. So I was like, she didn't use that on IG. She got only 8 photos on IG. She can't be doing shit on IG.
Don't keep saying that.
She's not doing shit on IG. It's Facebook. But she's still banned, and I'm waiting for her to be unbanned because I've sent her a friend request.
Oh, the friend request, yes. But don't write shit on my wall.
No, I won't. I just want to watch.
Okay,
I'm a voyeur.
Voyeur, okay, voyeur is good. Watch, please watch, yeah.
So these words, these colourful words that comes out, I say, yeah, this lady may be interesting, man. Let's get her on.
Is that the word interesting?
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I would say that. And people would just get like, oh my God, she's so rude, and just go.
Do you get called out?
All the time. I get called out all the time, and I just go, call, and I would just go, call out, call in, call for, call whatever you want. Call me. Whatever, you know? Yeah, and I say, call. So what? I call them out, you call me out. I have no issue with that. You know? It's like, for me, it's like, if I'm going to give shit, I can take shit. Fair enough. But the thing is, when I give shit, most of the time, the shit I give is, you deserve that shit. Yeah. So.
And recently, you've been in the news? I saw you in Britannia with the hoarders case.
Yeah, the hoarders. Yeah,
so
I'm like,
what's the story
hoarder
with this hoarder?
Hoarder. My hoarder. My friends call me.
And
some people call me
hoarder.
What? Hoarder buster. It's rather not instead of Ghostbuster. Hoarder buster. Yeah, the case that was like on the news and all that. Yeah, we've just wrapped up the case like just last weekend. Just like a few days ago.
Okay, hold on. What do you mean by wrapped up? I mean you work with the authorities and things like that, or you just amongst yourself?
No, we have to go with the authorities because the authorities are already in the picture. Sure. They have gone to the owner's house and all that, giving her a letter and all that. Yeah, so the authorities are in.
How many cats does she have again?
Initially, it was 91.
How does one keep 91 cats in the house?
Where
is the better question?
Many pussies in the house.
Ah, damn.
Oh shit, that's rough.
Mind
it's a family podcast.
Mind you, stinking. What? It's a family podcast? No, fuck that. Stinking pussies, mind you also. Where? 91? Crazy. But when I took over, there were 50 left.
Where did 41 go?
Oh, okay. Because about 2 or 3 other rescue teams had started, right? So then they finished, like they did the sterilization and all that. So then I guess they didn't want to do anymore. Then I went in and when I took over.
One mic stand. Who comes out with the sterilization money? For the 40 cats or so?
I think about 60. Some of them were sterilized with the free sterilization program.
Like the COVID vaccine, you mean?
that one, a few of the cats were from there, but the rest of them were funding from public funding.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So yeah. So when these cases come up, what we do is we go on Facebook and we appeal for funds. We do like, oh, there's a hoarder case, guys. We need money for this, that. So they got the money for sterilization.
That's on your Facebook.
No, it was the first rescue team that went. They did all the sterilization.
What is that Facebook that people can go to? You know, if they want to fund, if they really want to help.
Oh no, it's there's no particular name or what. It's just a case by case basis.
So they just set up like a page for people to help.
No page even. Oh, it's just like me on my wall or like me on just going, guys, you know. So I can actually go on Facebook now, you know, well, when I'm not banned. Then I can just say, hey guys, there is a case here. So, you know, by now people kind of know me already, like, oh, she's the bitch. She's like, okay, right, but she's, you know, she's legit.
Yeah.
She's the bitch, but she's a legit bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give her some money.
And make sure she shuts up.
Yeah. Yeah. So like that. So yeah. So that's what happened to
but
this.
How does one leave with 91 cats with the, you know, the noise?
The smell, my God, I'm telling you, the smell. Yeah. Shit.
Is this the only case that you see, or are there a lot of
hoarders?
Is this
the worst
around?
Case you've seen?
No, it's not that's the funny, it's not even the worst. No, you know, on the news, on the Malay news, right, the Britain news, they asked me also, is this the worst case? I said, no, it's not even the worst case. And you guys are so surprised, but this is not even the worst case for us.
So what is the worst case?
Okay, for me personally, a terrible case is when the owners are uncooperative, because that makes it a whole lot more difficult. You don't need 91 cats, but you have a bitch of an owner that's uncooperative, that's defiant, that's aggressive. You can have 20 cats and it takes forever to get the case done.
But if the authorities step in, they can't be defiant, right?
Oh, you think? No, they are still. They are still very defiant. I have one case right now that's been dragging for a long time because despite the authorities being in there, they're still defiant. And it's crazy. Do I want the authorities to go harder on these people? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't seem to want to do that.
But you think this kind of hoarders undermine what you have been working for, you know, making cats legal in HDBs, and there you have these kind of people, you know,
hoarding this kind of. Won't repeal the law against it, you see.
Yeah, absolutely. This is exactly it. That's why you have me going on Facebook going like, you know, you people are the reason why HDB is so reluctant. You know, and do I hate the ban? Yes, I do hate the ban, but do I understand the ban? I kind of do. You know? And that's why I go after these people as well, you know, these irresponsible owners. And I always say, you are the reason why. With your hoarding, with your breeding, with your dumping, they dump the cats downstairs by the boxes.
Okay, upon hoarding, do they sell it?
Mm. Some hoarders sell.
There is no way that this guy with 91 cats
has
plans to sell.
Well, this fella with 91 cats, I don't know whether he's sold or not, but
what's the reason, man?
Yeah, I just want to ask.
Well, from what I gathered, they just like the idea of breeding the cats. And okay, how did I gather that? Because when I went the first time, I went to the house, right, to the flat, and I saw they have big ass cages, you know, the big cages type. And those cages, if you buy, they can be like $300-$400. That's quite a decent money, you know. And then they have like, I don't know, 5-6 cages like that. So I asked her, where do you get these cages from? Just for me to find out info, right? And they go, oh, we bought them. And then I went, and in my usual sarcastic self, I just go, you could have used the money to sterilize your cats, right? But you didn't. So don't tell me that you had no money. So what is left? What is the other reason left that you did not sterilize? Because you wanted to breed.
But are there like some hoarders that take in cats because they pity them?
Yes, there are. And there are different kinds of hoarders in a sense that they start differently, you know? Some hoarders, they go like, oh, I see cats in my workplace, so pity, so kasihan, you know, I take home and all that. And for us, we're like, okay, thank you for helping and rescuing them, okay? But after that, you have to do what's responsible. You have to sterilize. Then you have to try to rehome, because otherwise you're going to end up keep. And then you're going to hoard, right? Yeah. And there is one case. It was very, I mean, it wasn't my case or anything like that, but it was just a post on Facebook. And then, of course, with all the people asking or commenting, we found out, you know, from her replies on the post, she rescued the cats from her workplace or something. Okay, fine. That's great. Thank you. But brought them home, but did not sterilize them. And then they bred. And then never mind that, she let them roam in the neighborhood. And this is also another thing, pet peeve of mine. Bloody irresponsible.
Talking about Rome, wherever I may roam.
I know that was coming.
When in Rome, do not let your cat roam.
No, but those people who torture cats, have you seen, I'm sure you know about those.
The cat slashers.
Yeah, the Amokyo one. Yeah, it came Yishun, out. It came out recently, the news, what, the update for the cat slasher. Yeah, those people are just crazy.
Have these
fuckers.
People like been caught or something? Anyone been caught? Yeah. Because there's like a serial cat
slasher.
The
slasher
one was caught.
The slasher.
The Amokyo, is it?
The Amokyo slasher, yeah. Young boy, I know, or the people. Like, I know the rescuers there.
They don't reveal.
Sorry?
Is it a young guy or what?
It's a young guy, a youngish, like 30 something, right? What was his age? I cannot remember. And of course, he pleaded he's like crazy as fuck. Like, oh, I'm crazy. I'm a nut job. Yeah, I would just go like, oh, whatever. Yeah. The usual, you know, the usual way to
plead
let
insanity,
them.
Insanity.
Yeah.
And what about those people who actually feed the cats under the block?
Oh, okay. Those are feeders. We call them feeders or community cat caregivers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you one of those?
I don't feed. I don't feed. I'm completely unreliable. Because, you know, because of what I do, I go around rescuing and trashing people, so I cannot... you have to feed them at a regular time, right? Otherwise, if I'm a feeder, the cats will be starving.
Okay.
Yeah. So these feeders are wonderful people. Of course, we do want them to be responsible. So there's such a thing called responsible feeding.
So that's where does that funding come from?
Their own. All this is completely voluntary. So it's your own pocket, just like what I do. It's your own personal charity to the cats.
Hmm.
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, how much have you, like, you know, how much do you spend a month?
A month average is 1,500.
That's a lot.
And that's basic, yeah. That's just food, basic vet check, and my like treatments, like the ones I can do at home, like deworming, defleeing, those things. And some medications that I can buy, you know. But if a cat has a serious sickness, like a hernia and all that, no, it can be thousands.
How often do you need to send your cat for checkup?
If your cat is healthy, you know, once a year is fine. Okay, I mean, your cat doesn't have any pre-existing, then once a year is fine. That's okay, because you need to get her vaccinated as well, once in 2 years, right? Then, you know, just to do a full checkup, like blood count, teeth, and you know, they have dental issues and all that. Yeah, that's a good, just to do a checkup. That's good.
So basically, owning a cat, it's a great responsibility in terms of monetary also, I guess.
Of course. That's why going back to that part where, you know, I say owners do a begging on Facebook and all that. That's why we trash them. We just go, if you cannot, and for me it's very simple. I say, no money, no cat.
Mm.
And of course people get defensive.
For me it's no money, no honey, man.
We've seen
no honey,
around,
no pussy.
Huh?
Same thing, huh?
Oh, shit. I didn't expect that shit.
No honey. Yeah, no. So we say no money. I say no money, no cat. Mm. Why do you have a cat when you cannot afford it? And we just, and they get defensive as usual. Oh, are you saying only rich people can have cats? And we just go like, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah, more like responsible people should have cats.
And it's what's like your comment or perspective on, let's say, shop selling cats or breeding cats? There are some in Singapore.
Yeah, damn expensive
breeding?
Too, man.
Yeah, and selling cats.
I am completely against breeding and selling cats. So, I mean, my perspective is just that. That's it. Right. I don't care whether the cat is pretty or not. I understand that, you know, we have these varieties of cats and it's wonderful, it's nature, great. But I'm not for you breeding that particular breed of cat and then you're making profit out of it. I'm not into that at all. So people just go, but how do we then maintain the breed, right? And I said, well, just let them be, right? For example, Norwegian forest cats. If they are breeding naturally in Norway, then let them breed there. Then you go there and enjoy them. Yeah. So I'm completely against breeding and selling for cat, making profit like that. Especially when we have so many homeless cats, you know, and they're literally dying on the street. Right now, as we three of us are speaking, there are cats, kittens out there dying. I've just gotten a PM just before I got here. Somebody found a mother with three newborns under the block somewhere in Woodlands. So take those in.
Are we going to Woodlands after this or what?
I might.
Oh, okay.
What are you going to do? What, give them susu?
Watch what you are going to do. Give them susu.
No, my days of bottle feeding cannot, done, over.
Oh, okay.
Cannot lah. It's much, so much more difficult. It's very difficult to nurse bottle feed.
Do you like organize, like, not outings, like, you know, go somewhere and see whether there's cats in need or, you know?
I do that all the time.
Okay.
It's not something I have to organize. I would just go, like when I walk around, I will always see a cat. I in my bag right now, I have
a
cat.
You have a cat
food.
In your bag?
Shit.
I thought you had a cat in your bag.
The cat is out of the bag.
Yeah. I have cat food in my bag.
Oh,
I
really?
Always have cat. Yeah. I have cat food in my bag. I have a microchip scanner. In my bag. They're like
the Mozart lah.
Ah. You know? Yeah, I have those in my bag and I carry them around all the time. Yeah. So I everywhere I go, I will just keep a lookout, you know? And then if I see a cat, okay, this is like Ubi, there's a cat there, okay? All right, not sterilized. Okay, I don't have any equipment with me. I'll come back tomorrow and I catch that fella and I'll snip his balls.
Oh shit.
Snip snip.
You do it yourself?
I wish. I have to bring to the vet. If I can do myself, I'll tell you, all of them will be snipped.
If you have money right now, you should open a veterinarian. Is that what it is? Veterinarian, right? Yeah.
Veterinarian. Service. No. Yeah. You need your license money, for that. I don't know about that.
But have you ever thought of being one?
No. Actually, no. Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I love animals and all that, but never thought about becoming a vet. When I was a kid, I wanted to become a military historian.
Oh shit, nobody ever thought of that, man, when you were a kid.
I don't even know what the fuck that is, but like, I'm like, wow, such a cool thing. Military historian.
What's a military historian?
I don't really know.
I mean, you rewrite, you find out and you rewrite about whatever that happened in the past in the military or what?
I guess so. I guess you're like a historian, but maybe you're focused on military stuff. You know,
like the guy who worked as a translator in for the Japanese. You mean when they
the two guys?
Singapore.
Oh, I.
No, let's not get to that.
You guys are crap, la.
I mean,
yeah, because I know of two guys who work for the Japanese.
Nibon.
Yeah.
Land of the Rising Sun. Before you became, I mean, you go into this cat whisperer thing. Yeah. What were you doing before this?
I'm not a cat whisperer.
I know, I'm just saying.
What was I what?
What were you doing before this?
Just my own stuff, you know. But, you know, I've been helping cats for over, I don't know, 12 years, I guess, when I started, you know, working and then you got a bit of money, right? Yeah, and my old place, I started rescuing cats, but of course, smaller numbers, you know. Now I've moved to a bigger place, and I moved to this place now because I'm with the sole purpose of actually setting up a little sanctuary for rescued cats, yeah, and all that.
So at any one time, how many cats do you have?
Oi, I would have about 15 minimum. Fosters, minimum 15.
Just waiting to give them away to people who wants them.
Please don't say it like that. Waiting for adoption. Yeah.
That's
I would
the other
have
word,
any point of time. I would have about at least 15. Of course, there are moments when I have more. You know, like that was a couple of months ago. My God, it was crazy. I actually had 5 litters, 5 mothers with 5 litter. You know, their own babies. And I was like, oh my God, I had about, you know, 30 plus something, 40 under my foster care, and they're all newborns.
Let's say I were to come to you tomorrow and say, Wati, I want a cat. Do you actually conduct like basic tests on me? Like, you know, what would you do? You know, what how are you going to take care of this cat?
Yes, we have to do a screening process. We have to screen.
Oh, that's why it's called screening.
Screening,
process,
yeah. We have to, well, I have to see like, what first, why do you want a cat?
Are you a pussy magnet?
Yeah. If you say my daughter, I just go, sorry, fuck off.
Oh really? Yeah.
In a way, because
I was just about to say that.
Because, you know, we don't want people to get a cat for, oh, because my kid wants a cat.
But what if the kid is responsible? You wouldn't know.
Yeah, but look, the kid, if you want to teach the kid responsibility by giving it a live animal, and you yourself are not so keen on that live animal, that is screwed up. What? There's other ways for you to teach responsibility, right? The kid response, the values, you know, not, this is a live animal, a life.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, children are, you know, children are children, you know, they get bored. I'm not saying all of them, but you know, that's why they're called kids. That's why they're called kids, right?
Oh, yeah. Talib, why not you dress up as a cat first at home and see how your kid is?
Why not I come to Wati's place as a hobo? Do you think I am responsible?
I will go, how old are your kids? Okay, right. And then of course I will meet the whole family, you know, right. And then I will have to, you have to mesh up your, you have to cat proof your home. Yeah, cat proof.
Is there a pet cemetery in Singapore?
Pet cemetery? No. Not a designated one.
So where do these people bury their pets?
Okay, there are a few ways for you to send your loved ones off. Some people cremate. I cremated my baby in April.
Where do you go to?
Oh, you can go to crematorium.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go to Rainbow Paradise, wonderful place. I went to him because went to that place because it's a very private ceremony, and I get his bones back. Yeah, and you can put it in a nice urn with his picture and everything. So you can do that. Of course, you can bury. You know, you can bury. I mean, a lot of Muslim cat owners, they go to the Muslim cemetery. You know, and then there are actually burial services now for pets, Muslim, but the Muslim ones, you know, I don't know about the Christian ones, so I'm not, I don't see it on Facebook, but you see the advertisements for the Muslim ones, you know, I think it's about 150 or something like that.
That's good business, man.
Yeah, you know, and yeah, so they have that. I don't know whether there's a designated spot like pet cemetery kind, but they do it there. Yeah, and yeah. Yeah, I cremated most of my babies because I get them at home. They come back to me at home.
So you rather cremate them than bury them?
My babies, yeah, my own. But my 2 rabbits were cremated. Yeah, and then my son, my
So besides son. Besides cats, you have rabbits. What other animals do you keep?
My own pets, I have 2 rabbits. Yeah. So I basically 4 cats and 2 rabbits, and that's enough, lah. Right? At this point of time, actually, I'm also fostering 3 rats.
What?
Rats, tikus.
Yeah, I know what a rat is.
Yes.
But but why are you fostering a rat?
Because I rescued 7 rats.
Rats or mice?
Rats, you know,
the why?
Rats, like the ones you see in the lab, you know, the white rat, the big
mice,
fellow.
Right?
No, darling, that's rats.
No, rats to me is the one that you see that mondo
in the parliament.
My God, are you saying there's only one kind of rat? Those are sewer rats, yes. But these
lab
are
rat, you mean?
You know, you've seen the lab rat kind, right?
Like Splinter.
Yeah. But I don't see those at the void deck or at the garbage or anything.
You didn't hear what I said, right?
The garbage you see are the sewer rats, right? The grey ones.
Yeah, that one. You keeping those?
No, those are sewer rats. The ones I'm keeping are the pets, for pets. The pet rat.
So someone abandoned them and you found
no,
them?
No, they were actually, I rescued them from the owner.
Mm-hmm. Which is what, the snake or what?
Cobra.
The owner is a fighter.
Shit. If it's the owner is a python, the rat won't be there. It's like lunch already.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's keeping them like Hansel and Gretel. No?
This was what, 2 weeks ago only. Yeah, there was a report that an owner actually put the 7 rats out in the cage at the corridor.
Mm.
And then, of course, that invited complaints from the neighbors. And then, unfortunately, the owner was reported to town council. And
HDB lah.
No, yeah lah. Because, you know, okay. I mean, you have, and you're not allowed any animals along the common spaces. Huh?
Mm.
So, and then funny thing is somebody posted the picture of the rats from afar in a cat group, in the Facebook cat group, you know. Sayang, our community cats, the one I'm most active in. And of course, people tag me. You know, anything, right, they tag me. I'm like, great. Then I thought they were kittens. Because, you know, a lot of people would tag me for kittens, especially because I'm one of the kitten fosterers. And I was like, okay, great, fine, no problem. You know, I can see to that very soon. And then the person who posted also PM'd me. Like, and I was like, okay, right, you know, where's this? And I said, oh, how many kittens? And they go like, no, they're rats. I was like, oh, rats. And I was like, and I'm, okay, well, I've never rescued rats, but I will rescue any animal that is in need. Why not?
What about the crocodile at Sungai Buloh?
The tailless one.
Those are what we call wildlife. Okay, you cannot, okay. You cannot take those because you will be imprisoned. And but, you should.
But let's be honest, Wati. I mean, we're adults here, you know. You took in those rats to feed your cats, right?
Are you kidding me? My cats are afraid. My cats are so spoiled.
They're vegetarians.
They're practically vegans. No, they are afraid of... My cats are afraid of cockroaches. They're like, ew, what's that?
Cats love the
cockroaches. Play around,
you know,
the
cats, no. But of course, if you have kittens and all that, they play around, yeah? But my cats, they're like, ew, what's that? I'm not
old
getting my
paws. Old cats love it, please.
But yeah, some of my cats are old.
Okay, luckily, my cat loves cockroaches and play with them. Yeah, I'm scared of cockroaches. Disgusted,
oh my
not
God,
scared.
God, you're such a girl.
Yep, disgusted. I was just finding the proper word to say.
I'm honest, man. I'm disgusted by them.
I eat them.
I'm not scared of them at all. My kittens do play with them, you know, because I have kittens. Yeah, which is fine, you know, I'm good. The rats, yeah, but they're getting adopted tomorrow. Hoo-hoo.
The rats?
The last 3 rats.
Oh, it's not yours. I thought you were going to keep it as a pet.
No. Because, you know, I had this idea when I rescued them. I was like, oh my God, they're so cute. I would love to have them and keep them. And I did like, oh my God, so much research, right? And the thing about that I changed my mind is they cannot be litter trained. They cannot be litter trained. It's very difficult. And they poop everywhere. Yeah, and I don't like... I personally am not a pet owner that likes pets in cages. You know? So that's why I don't like... I don't have hamsters in cages. I don't have fish. You know? I like free roaming animals. It's just me. You know? Some people are okay with hamsters in cages. But just not me. I just like them everywhere. You know? Like, oh, on my bed and things. So, and I realized that these rats were like pooping everywhere. So I said, okay, this is not going to be very clean, right? So I thought, okay, maybe not for me. And then people, you know, I joined the rat group, the Facebook rat group.
Is the admin Splinter the rat?
Master Splinter.
Sorry, Master Splinter.
So, you know, and I asked them, like, can rats free roam? And they go like, well, you can train them, but just like a cat, you know, they might not want to... They are more than happy to free roam, but it doesn't mean they're going to use the litter, which means, and I was like, okay, that's not great, right? So, and they said, you know, they recommended all these cages, but I'm like, okay, the cages look wonderful. I mean, some of them are like so luxurious, but it's just not me.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, okay, why don't I just give them away?
Yeah, just check the owner whether they keep snakes at home or not.
I did. That's the first thing. Because I had a lot of people say, you be careful, okay? You must screen these people because they might feed the rest to snakes.
Yeah, a lot of people keep exotic pets.
Yeah, and I just go like, you're not allowed to have snakes. And I say, yeah, well, you know, technically you're not, but like, oh.
So before we go, Ate,
yes.
What have you to say to future adopters of animals, not just cats?
And abusers. Just feel free. Just let it go, man. Yeah. Since you are at on form right now.
Facebook can ban you. Don't worry. We won't ban you.
Abusers, for abusers, my advice is go gas yourselves, okay, immediately, right? Okay, that'd be great. So, for adopters, please adopt, don't buy. Because, you know, no matter how cute the animal is and all that, or you want this breed, that breed, but there is a very sad, there are very sad stories behind it. Yeah. Yeah. So, adopt, don't buy, you know. People will say, oh, I like this, it's very pretty and all that. Yeah, but hello, have you seen yourself? That's half the time I just go like that. And so, oh, and I'll just go like, oh, I want this cat, it's very pretty. And it's like, shit, have you seen yourself, bitch? Come on. If the cat has a choice, who would want your ugly ass? Are you kidding me? So what the hell are you looking at breed for?
Yeah. And did I mention you just now about slavery and things? It's like you're buying a life, and it's like you're buying a soul, you know, that's like slavery. Yeah. I think you should adopt and bring it over and
yeah,
care,
I mean,
for it.
Yeah, animal that they are out there, homeless, you know, homeless ones. Yeah, so adopt, please don't shop, and be responsible. It takes a lot of courage to man up that you have limitations, and that's great. Some people will just go, sorry, I can't have a cat because I don't make enough money. And I'm just go, you know what? That's fantastic that you admit that. You know.
Keep it N instead.
Keep an N. It's free. Yeah. So, you know, be responsible. If you can't do that, then just don't have a pet.
Yeah.
Cat, rabbit, anything. Don't, because it's the animals' lives that are at stake.
And # Black Cat Lives Matter.
Black Cat Lives Matter.
Thank you, Wati.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot, Wati.
Thanks.
Have a good night, man. Cheers.
Cheers.